The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
The only thing we have to fear is fear itself.
I'm not a crook.
If you like your health care plan, you'll be able to keep your health care plan.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, fire.
You're listening to Jim Paris Live, your source for the latest news on money, politics, prophecy, and preparedness. And now your host, the editor-in-chief of ChristianMoney.com and the author of more than 30 books, Jim Paris.
All right, great to be with you. As usual, we are live on Sunday nights, and we've got a great program lined up for you. In hour number two, my guest is Lori Hartman Gervasi. And this is a great book if you are listening and you're a woman, or if you're a man that loves any of the women in your life, your wife, your mother, your sister, your daughters. You've got to get them to listen to this interview in hour number two, because we're going to be talking about women's self-defense, which is something I have a huge passion for. I teach women's self-defense classes, and let me tell you, there are two major things that come out of learning self-defense as a woman. Of course, you're prepared if you are ever attacked, so you've got a much better chance of surviving and escaping if you're ever attacked. But even if you're never attacked, I find that the women leave my self-defense classes changed people, because they're now empowered. They know that they no longer need to live in fear. They need to live with a spirit of awareness of what's going on around them, but they don't need to live in fear anymore, that they do have options. They're much stronger, more powerful than they ever realized. And so it's a very empowering thing for a woman to go through a self-defense training like the one that I put on. This is a great book. If you're looking to get someone a gift, I would recommend it to anybody. Someone that would read this book, there's just such good common sense in here. Things like trusting your instinct, simple things like running away when you can. You don't have to fight. You can run. These are really common sense, great strategies that every woman should know. And it's in a fantastic paperback book. And this will be the first time Lori Hartman Gervasi is with us. She's a black belt. She's also, my producer says, a very articulate, interesting person to listen to. She's got a media background, and she's worked for ABC News in Los Angeles. She also was the co-host of a television show there. So this is going to be a great interview. That's tonight in hour number two. Next week is going to be explosive in hour number two, because we've got a guy coming on. His name is Johnny Cerucci, and he's got a book out called The Illuminati Unveiled. And this book, it's huge, let me say that. It's bigger than my Bible. Let me start with that. But he talked to my producer, and he was asking, he said, "Are you sure that Jim knows what my book has in it?" And my wife was asking me about this as well, but our producer assured him that, yes, I know what's in the book. He was especially concerned about the fact that there's a lot of negative things in there about the Catholic Church. So there, I just said it. It's not a topic I'm afraid to deal with. We bring on people all the time that have issues with the Catholic Church. And we do that regularly. So not a problem. But this is going to be an explosive interview. The Illuminati is alive today. We're going to get into that next week in hour number two. And it's not just a wacky conspiracy theory. There are powers that be, if you will. Call it what you want. But there are people behind the scenes that are pulling the strings. And part of that whole network of power involves the Vatican. A lot of the book deals with that. And yes, even though we're Christians, even though we have lots of Catholic friends, we're going to still bring that book in and have a great interview on that next Sunday night, hour number two. Hey, we want to welcome another new sponsor to the broadcast. This is a fantastic tool that you can use to boost your credit score. I have to tell you, in all the years that I've been teaching consumer finance, doing seminars, workshops, radio, television, writing books, the number one topic that people hit me with is credit. Credit scoring, credit repair. Why is my credit score so low? What can I do to make my credit score go higher? And we located an online tool, and you can access a ton of information about it and learn about the guarantee, the money-back guarantee, and everything they have to offer by going to creditrepairtools.us. creditrepairtools.us. And if you're somebody that is following me online, you'll see that I posted a link to this actually earlier today. This was on my Twitter feed. But it's an online platform or portal is the best way for me to describe it to you that you can use to deal with all manner of credit problems. So if you're somebody that you're looking to buy a house, you're looking to buy a car, you know, even when you go out to get a job, they will pull up your credit score. So this is something that I know some people say, who cares what your credit score is? Just pay all your debts on time. Don't really worry about that. I don't agree with that only because so many things can be affected, even for people that live ostensibly debt-free. When you look at, for example, insurance rates in many states are still allowed to be pegged to your credit score. Getting a job, many companies will now take a look at your credit score, especially if you're going to be in a higher paid job or a job that involves some degree of security, maybe working for a financial outfit or a bank. They're going to want to take a look at your credit score. So check this out. Brand new sponsor to the broadcast, Credit repairtools.us, creditrepairtools.us. All right. I want to start by talking about this whole situation with Dennis Hastert, who is the, of course, the former Speaker of the House. And if you're not following the news on this, it turns out, according to the latest news reports, that Dennis Hastert, former Speaker of the House, who, should I remind you, was number two in line to the presidency. Yes, that's right. If you don't remember this from your government classes in high school and college, if the president were to die, then the vice president becomes the president. But if somehow the president and vice president were to die before a new vice president were to be sworn in, the next person after the vice president, let's call it not a heartbeat away from the presidency, but two heartbeats away, is the Speaker of the House. Now, look, I was not born yesterday. And here's what we're supposed to believe. This is what we're supposed to believe. And the news reports are that Dennis Hastert, as a high school wrestling coach, there are now, apparently, according to the latest reports, as many as four victims so far, young men. One of the ages was referenced, the age of 14. I don't know if they were all around the same age or some were a little bit older. I don't have all of those details in front of me. But as you know, Dennis Hastert was charged criminally, not for being a pedophile. Even though that appears to be clearly established, let's call it alleged, but it appears to be more than considered a fact in the news reports and in the court filings. But it's not for having sex with underage boys. What he's being charged with is a financial crime involving taking substantial amounts of cash out of his bank account to pay extortion, to pay blackmail money. So one of these young men said, if you don't pay me X millions of dollars, I'm going to report this. Now, let me tell you this. There's a lot more to this story than you're reading in the news. And I'm going to tell you that when we come back from this break. And it's going to give you the chills like it's giving me right now as I'm sharing the story. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. Hi, this is radio talk show host Jim Paris. And if you are like me, you hate all of those monthly bills. Well, I reached the point about 3 years ago that I decided enough was enough, and I went to war with my personal stack of monthly bills. I canceled cable TV and legally connected my television to the internet, and now I get hundreds of free TV channels, and I don't pay for cable TV. I found a little-known way of getting free home phone service for life, and I discovered a totally legal way to opt out of Obamacare and cut my health insurance bill by more than 60% per year. If you want to learn more about my personal war on monthly bills, check out my website, ChristianMoneyPlus.com. That's ChristianMoneyPlus.com. If you're just plain sick and tired of those monthly bills, check out my website, ChristianMoneyPlus.com.
December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy.
75 years ago, America suffered one of the worst moments in American history, the attack on Pearl Harbor. Now you can remember December 7th, 1941, with the purchase of the first-ever 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender solid gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-800-490-3200 right now for the official 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve, the only company authorized to distribute these 100% solid gold coins. Remember Pearl Harbor with this limited official gold release. 1-800-490-3200 or online at usmoneyreserve.com.
Hello, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And I'm going to be in Fort Worth, Texas, on Thursday, April 14th, for a free seminar. If you have anybody, or yourself, if you have high blood pressure, diabetes, arthritis, dementia, you have macular degeneration, thyroid problems, or anything else going on, come to our seminar. Registration 6:30. Actual seminar starts at 7. And for more information, contact Ms. Brandy Brogdon, 615-389-7733.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light Systems System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
A good stove is at the top of the list for any serious survivalist. That's why you have to see the full range at emberlit.com. Simple, elegant, but extraordinarily efficient. Available in titanium or stainless steel, the Emberlit line of stoves are ultralight, pack flat, and work great. Fueled only by sticks and debris, from emergency situations to long-term survival, Emberlit stoves are up to the task. Emberlit, the most convenient, easy-to-carry wood stoves on the planet. See them all at emberlit.com.
You're listening to Jim Paris Live.
All right, we are back. You know, I don't get super angry on this program. I'm not one to come to the microphone with a loud voice and pounding my fist on the desk here, but this makes me want to puke. This man, Dennis Hastert, former Speaker of the House, This is from the Salt Lake Tribune. It looks like an Associated Press story here. The headline, "Small Town Turns on Hastert as Details of Allegations Emerge." And I want to read a little bit of this to you if you're not following the story. Hastert cannot be prosecuted for having sex with young boys because the statute of limitations has run. That means that in the state of Illinois, there is a window of time. And if you find out about the crime after that window of time, then, oh, well, the person just gets to walk free. I don't think there should be a statute of limitation law when it comes to abusing children for a lot of reasons. We don't have statute of limitations on murder. And you know what rape is and sexual abuse? It is a murder of the soul. That's what it is. This is just as bad as murder, sexually abusing a young boy. And these are all allegations. I guess I'm supposed to still say that. So I'll say that. Allegations. But I want to read to you from this story. And the Associated Press is not pulling punches here in their account of what happened. The Illinois Republican's reputation for congeniality contrasts with the government's portrayal of him in a pre-sentencing filing late Friday as a manipulator who exploited his mentor role to prey on young athletes. I'm getting away from the article here for a second to let you know he was a wrestling coach at a high school just outside of Chicago. We go on. Prosecutors say he also lied to investigators about why he agreed to pay one alleged victim $3.5 million, falsely accusing the victim of trying to extort him. The Hastert revelations have made Yorkville, Illinois, seem less than idyllic. Mike Piotrowski, a 65-year-old retired UPS driver, said as he watched his grandson, a current freshman at Yorkville High School, at a Saturday baseball practice. "It's going to be hard to trust anybody, especially with the kids," he said. Hastert pleaded guilty last fall to violating banking laws and how he structured his cash withdrawals. Prosecutors said that they would have considered abuse charges, but the statute of limitations for bringing such charges expired decades ago. The court documents detail sexual abuse allegations involving at least four boys that took place at a motel or in the boys' locker room at Yorkville High School, where Hastert taught and coached from 1965 until 1981. It describes a lazy boy-style chair where Hastert often sat in the locker room with a direct view of the stalls where the boys showered. Unbelievable. This is unbelievable. And here's what I don't get, and maybe I do get it, and that's why I'm so upset. How do you become the Speaker of the House of Representatives of the United States of America, and they don't know this about you in your past? Now, we don't know anything more than that there were four. So let me just make a general statement. Is it not true, generally speaking, among all of the psychological literature and studies, that people who have this, whatever you want to call it, this miswired, sick brain that is sexually attracted to children, someone that has that sick, miswired brain does not usually stop, especially when they've gotten away with it. My question is, how did this guy get to be Speaker of the House? And is it true what us kooky conspiracy people think, that maybe he was put in that position because they really did know about his past, or maybe that he was even doing some of this in recent years, and that they could control this guy because they knew his dirty, dark secret? And where in the world does he get $3.5 million in cash? This is a, you know, this is the part of the story nobody is even asking. I mean, how do you go from being the Speaker of the House? Everything I've read about Dennis Hastert is that he wasn't a wealthy person prior to his government service. I mean, you're a coach, wrestling coach. I don't know wrestling coaches in high school getting paid millions of dollars, but apparently this guy has enough money laying around that he could pay off, according to this story, just one of the alleged victims with $3.5 million. He was going to the bank, it looks like, on a regular basis, taking out $9,000 amounts so that it wouldn't trigger the $10,000 suspicious account activity reports that the bank would be obligated to file with the government. And I don't know. I have to tell you, I'm at a loss for words in so many ways about this case. It really upsets me to hear the media reporting this as matter of fact. It's like, well, gas prices are now $1.99. And oh, by the way, former Speaker of the House, Dennis Hastert, the word is now that there were four boys, age 14, blah, 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 blah. Like it's nothing. What has happened with our society that this is not outrageous behavior? This is beyond the pale. This is beyond the pale. And why is no one asking where this guy gets millions of dollars? I mean, whether he took it out in cash or wrote checks or used his Visa card, where does he get $3.5 million from being a coach, a high school coach? Then he's working in government and he's got millions of dollars to pay off his victims. That raises all kinds of other questions as well. I mean, probably got some kind of a lobbying job after he left his position as speaker and is the go-between for a bunch of legal bribes. That's probably what's going on, which is what a lot of these people do when they go to Congress. They leave and they become middlemen for legal bribes, campaign contributions, whatever you want to call them, these PACs and all these creative ways that they're able to launder money and get it into the right people's hands so that the votes go the right way. Just unbelievable. And to think that this guy was second in line to be the president of the United States of America. How could we have not known this? I mean, there has to be background checks, and these people are together when they're in Washington. Some of them sleep in their own offices. I mean, how could they not know this about this guy? I just don't understand it. Dennis Hastert, and here's the shocker. This is going to top the whole thing off. Now the debate among the legal experts is whether he's going to just get probation and no time in prison, or maybe he'll get 6 months if the judge is tough on him. Because remember, he's not going to be sentenced for abusing young boys because the statute of limitations has run. So this is all about the cash payments. That's all that this is about. So after all is said and done, I guess Dennis Hastert wins, right? So the next time I'm in Illinois, I don't know. I mean, I've got family in Illinois. I've got friends in Illinois. I'm just not hearing the outrage. Maybe if you lived locally there in the Chicago area, you would be as outraged as I am about this. I grew up in the Chicago area. I don't know. Where is the outrage? Pedophile. Speaker of the House. Now money launderer. All right, we'll take a break. When we come back, I will calm down and get to some more news. Stay tuned.
December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy.
Remember Pearl Harbor. Now you can buy, for the first time ever, the 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender solid gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-800-329-6700 right now or go online to usmoneyreserve.com. 1-800-329-6700.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite, a 7-herb combination made from garlic, cayenne, bilberry, hawthorn, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Each herb was chosen for their abilities to help improve irregular heartbeats, chest pain, lower cholesterol, as well as normalize blood pressure and clean and strengthen arteries, plus much, much more. Doctors have taken people off of some or all of their pills just because they believe their patients got better while taking Extendivite. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
You are listening to Jim Paris Live.
All right, we are back. And one last comment on this whole pedophile scandal. Dennis Hastert, former Speaker of the House. There are some people I've heard, some authors, some radio hosts, that believe that many of the people on Capitol Hill are involved in sexual deviance, including pedophilia. I don't know. Maybe they're right. I mean, how does somebody get to be Speaker of the House and nobody knows this? It's just not possible. Please. Really? With the FBI and the NSA and all the background checks and all the capabilities of our government, that we would put someone in that position? We really would put someone in that position? Remember, that position is voted by his peers. Nobody knew? Well, you know what? Some people did know. In fact, if you do a Google search, there's at least one story I found over the weekend that one congressman is now admitting that the rumors were circulating for years about this, about Hastert. You just wonder when the next shoe is going to drop and who else knew. You know, I have a problem with enablers. I was talking to my wife about this today. I believe real clearly that if somebody is involved in immoral activity, illegal activity, and someone else is covering for them or knows about it and doesn't report it or in any way assists them, I believe they're equally guilty. Equally guilty. And I have no reservations in saying that. So if you're a member of Congress, a former member of Congress, and you knew this and you didn't come forward and you were one of those that supported Hastert to be Speaker of the House and somehow you got some political benefit from that, shame on you. Shame on you. You're equally guilty, especially if he was still involved with these activities while he was in that position of power in Washington, D.C. My word, who else knows? I mean, who knows what's going on there? Who knows what's going on there? I think this is why they're so afraid of Donald Trump. that he's going to come into town and expose a lot of this. Donald Trump is certainly not a picture of virtue. You know, he's been married, what, three times? He admits to having affairs and so forth. But look, he is what he is. He's not out abusing children. He's upfront about his moral stance and his moral history. We all know that. I wonder what they're hiding up there in Washington. Why they're so afraid of Donald Trump coming into town. Maybe it's this kind of thing. Maybe these people are sicker than we ever knew that they were. All right, let's talk a little politics here. I was looking this weekend at the numbers now that we have another win for Bernie Sanders. Another win for Bernie Sanders this weekend. I believe it was Wyoming. He picked up a number of delegates there. I guess somehow they split the delegates, even though he won. But in any case, it brought me to a page on Google. If you just do a Google search, you can see this. It's a really quick graphic you can look at. You just type in Democratic delegate count, and you will see a visual. And the visual says 1,756 delegates for Hillary Clinton, 1,068 delegates for Bernie Sanders. So that sounds like a wipeout, right? But if you take away the superdelegates, and remember what that is, the superdelegates are a Democratic scam so that the top people in the party, the establishment people, can have a say separately from the people. From the Democrat voters. So if you take away the superdelegates, here's what you're really looking at. Clinton with 1,287 pledged delegates, so-called pledged delegates. Sanders with 1,037. So they're within, what, 250 delegates. That's fairly close in my view. And I also understand from one Sanders supporter that I know personally that these superdelegates, that the nature of that whole deal is that many of those will jump ship and go with the person that has the most pledged delegates. I don't know if that's true or not, but if it is true, it seems like Sanders is within striking distance of Clinton. And whether or not Sanders can ever catch her, probably not, I guess, is the conventional wisdom. It really does show her weakness as a candidate, that such a fringe guy, Bernie Sanders. I mean, the guy is interesting to listen to. I agree with nothing he has to say. Nothing he has to say makes any sense to me. I can't believe it makes any sense to anybody. Everything's for free. College is for free. Your house is going to be for free. I mean, everything is for free. It all sounds great, but it all sounds ridiculous. But the idea that this guy, and when you see him interviewed where the cameras get close, I'm not talking about him standing behind a lectern, but when the cameras get close on Bernie Sanders, he looks like somebody I might run into in a nursing home. Let me be frank. I mean, he just, God bless him that he's got the energy to do this. The guy is... He's probably got a walker hidden back there behind the lectern. I don't know. He just looks too old to me to be president. He doesn't look like somebody that, I mean, you know how these presidents look. They go in and they've got black hair and they come out with gray hair. What does he come out with? He's already gray. He's already aged. I don't know. I don't see Sanders as being a viable candidate. He almost looks like a chump that's been put in the ring with a prize fighter just so that somebody can make a bunch of money and the prize fighter can keep his position. This guy looks like he was put in there as just an easy opponent for Hillary Clinton, the sparring partner, if you will. And it's amazing it's turned out to be competitive. It's just amazing. I think that's really the story there. Now, the other bizarre story when we talk about politics right now is John Kasich. What are we talking about? One flew over the cuckoo's nest here. Did John Kasich, did he steal the bus from the insane asylum and got a bunch of people on the bus? You remember Jack Nicholson? One flew over the cuckoo's nest. They stole the bus and they're driving through the city. My favorite scene in the movie. What is Kasich doing? It's interesting because a lot of the pundits are even humoring this Kasich run with the math. I saw a report this week and it said something like, if John Kasich can get 160% of the remaining votes, he can do it. He has a path. Really? How do you do that? How do you get 160% of the remaining votes? I don't know. But this guy is cocky. He's got a swagger. There's something going on here, I have to say. There's something going on here. This week, the head of the Republican Party was asked a very direct question. Is it going to be one of the top two guys, Cruz or Trump, at the convention? Is it going to be one of those two, even if neither of them get the number that they need to automatically become the nominee? Will it be one of those two? And in a bizarre twist, he says, well, it's going to be one of the three. What? I mean, is there some kind of a twisted idea here that we're going to take it away from Trump? And then because Trump isn't going to have the votes, maybe he's going to run just a little short. We're going to take it away from Trump. And so that we don't make all the Trump people mad, we're going to take it away from Cruz. So we're going to knock Trump and Cruz out. And somehow, through a miraculous event, John Kasich is going to end up being the nominee. Is that really what they have planned? Do they think we're that stupid? Do they really think we're that stupid that Republican voters are going to go for that? I will tell you, I, for one, will simply stay home or vote on a third party ticket if that's what they try to do. Is there some sort of Solomon-esque plan here? Some sort of an inside baseball conspiracy going on that somehow somebody in a back room is saying, look, we're going to really hack off the Trump people. So we've got to get rid of Trump and Cruz. And then what we're going to do is split the baby and we're going to insert Kasich, who has won one single state, Ohio, his home state. You know, which is interesting because some of these people, they can't even win their home state, like Marco Rubio couldn't win his home state. So but before you say, well, he won his own home state, I guess you can't take even that for granted anymore. So John Kasich is popular in his home state of Ohio, which happens to be sort of a pretty important state when it comes to presidential elections. So my guess is, if we don't go insane, he might end up as a vice president on one of these tickets. All right, we'll see. All right, when we come back from the break, should you pay your taxes with a credit card? Stay tuned. Hello, everybody. This is radio talk show host Jim Paris for FreeSurvivalGifts.com. If you're a survival buff like me and like to try out the latest survival gear and gadgets, then you're going to absolutely love FreeSurvivalGifts.com. At FreeSurvivalGifts.com, you will find a wide array of survival gear, books, and videos that are all 100% free. That's right, just pay your own shipping. Now, I know you're asking, why is all of this survival gear free? Well, the companies offering this gear are doing so as a way to promote their brand and introduce new products. Check it out today, freesurvivalgifts.com. Pick up one or more free survival items for you and your family. That website again is freesurvivalgifts.com. Check it out, freesurvivalgifts.com.
December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy.
Remember Pearl Harbor. Now you can buy, for the first time ever, the 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender solid gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-800-329-6700 right now or go online to usmoneyreserve.com. 1-800-329-6700.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
You're listening to Jim Paris Live.
Okay, in hour number two, don't miss it. My guest is Lori Hartman Gervasi, and we're going to be talking about women's self-defense. And hey, even if you're a man, you can still use many of these strategies. The reason why there are special, unique tips, if you will, for women when it comes to self-defense is because, let's be honest, women are not physically typically as strong as men. So in light of that, we as those of us that teach women self-defense, you have to factor that in the self-defense strategies that you're teaching. You have to specialize on teaching techniques where generally a less strong person is being attacked by a much stronger person. So I don't want to use the word weak. I'll get the emails. Okay. And I know some women are not necessarily physically less strong than men. It just depends on the situation. I was up at Starbucks today and a woman came in and she had arms so big she would make my biceps look small. I mean, so there are some women out there. But the point is, we also know that the nature of attacks on women are different than they are on men. I mean, it's highly unlikely. I hate to offend you men. It's highly unlikely someone's going to chase you down a dark alley to rape you. That's probably not going to happen. It may happen, but that's not typically what is going to happen to a man. A man is going to be robbed. A man is going to be mugged, assaulted. But sexual assault is typically a man assaulting a woman in most of the crime statistics. Now, all of these factors bring to bear special, unique characteristics about women's self-defense. We're going to be getting into all of that in hour number two when we talk with black belt, karate black belt, and expert, new book here, Fight Like a Girl and Win, Self-Defense Strategies for Women. Lori Hartman Gervasi will be with us in hour number two. All right, still a few news items to go in this hour. And by the way, our brand new sponsor this week is CreditRepairTools.us. Many of you know that I've written a book on credit repair that's doing very well on Amazon. Part of my seminars over the years, I traveled nationwide doing a lot of lectures, a lot of seminars, a lot of radio, a lot of television. A big part of that was teaching people about credit, credit scores, credit repair. And my recommendation of this website does not come easy, because I'm not somebody to just recommend something like this, like some of these other talk show hosts that know nothing about much of the things they're recommending on their show. I would consider myself an expert of almost 30 years within the world of credit, credit repair, credit scoring. I own a mortgage company. I had direct access to the credit bureaus. You know, I can go on and on. So I'm just telling you that this was vetted thoroughly by our staff, and we would not put our name on it if we could not fully recommend it to you. If you're looking to boost your credit score, you need some help in that area, check out this online platform that will help you to boost your credit score. CreditRepairTools.us. CreditRepairTools.us. All right, let's talk about a little bit of finances other than Dennis Hastert paying out millions of dollars to hide his alleged pedophilia. So let's move into something that we can all maybe get a little bit out of in terms of our own personal finances. So a big question comes up this time of year, which, by the way, this program is live on April the 10th. So how this is going to pan out this year is it looks like you're going to get until it's not the 15th. I heard somebody say that we're going to get up until a couple of extra days. But in any case, check what the rules are about IRS filing, the deadline for this year. You can, of course, file an extension. Let's see here. When is the last day you could possibly file? Don't you love, I'm looking this up here. It says this year you get until April the 19th. Okay. I love the news. They go out to the post office and the post office stays open until midnight on the last possible day. And you see these people lined up at midnight. No, they're not lined up to be the first ones to get a new iPhone or to get one of the doorbusters at Best Buy. They're standing there in the middle of the night because they could not sit down at the computer and take 2 seconds to simply print out a Form 4868 extension and put it in the mail. So they got to stand in line in the middle of the night at the post office. You can even do these extensions online now, but I digress. This question comes up every year about this same time. Even though you can do it, should you pay your taxes with a credit card or a debit card? All right, let me make this simple for you. There's a ton of articles on this. Here's the bottom line. If you owe the IRS money and you can't pay it, the extension that you file, the 4868, is an extension of time to file your return. It's not an extension of time to pay your bill. So if you can't pay, you will have to fill out a request for an installment agreement and begin making payments to the IRS. And there are a lot of fees involved in that. It's not a smart way to go. So as egregious as credit card interest rates are, if you owe the IRS money and can't pay them by the 19th when you file your return, then using a credit card is not a terrible option. Where it gets a little bit more dicey is, let's say that you do have the cash to pay the IRS, but you want to be really clever and you want to pay the IRS by way of a credit card so you can get enough points to maybe get a free around-the-world trip. Now, you might be laughing, but it's not as crazy as it might sound. There are rewards programs out there. For example, one of the rewards programs is the Chase Sapphire Preferred Card, which on your first $4,000 of charges, if you do that many charges in your first 3 months, you get something like a $625 travel credit that you can use for airfare. So I'm just pointing out to you that there are people that get very clever, and you have to understand what the fees are to do this. The IRS does not actually collect credit card payments directly. How it works is if you go to the IRS website, they have a list of approved third-party companies that will... How it works is they will charge your credit card and they will in turn send the money to the IRS. But it's going to be one of those rare occasions where you're actually going to have to pay more than what the amount is you're actually paying in your taxes because of these so-called convenience fees, which are added to the amount. The convenience fees will range between 1.87% and 2.25%. So you don't have to be a math wizard to figure this out. Take a look at your rewards program. Take a look at what the rewards are that you would get if you paid your taxes by way of a credit card. Write that down on a sheet of paper. Now go back and calculate what the additional fees are going to be if you pay by credit card. So you're going to look at how much more are you going to pay and what are you going to get in rewards? Pretty simple. So if I'm going to, let's say, have $80 in convenience fees and I'm going to turn around and be able to get $600 in airplane tickets, pretty good deal. I just made $520 profit by doing it that way. But be careful, because you've got to really read the fine print. If I could ever make that more clear, this would be the time to just emphasize that. Read the fine print on your rewards program. Sometimes they don't let you apply the rewards to certain kinds of purchases and so forth. So make sure you understand what you're getting into. But that is the answer to the question. So the answer is, should you pay your taxes with a credit card? The answer is a resounding maybe, depending on your situation. This is a fascinating article that I read today on a website, which is NHV.us, which is, I guess, the New Hampshire Voice is what it's called, NH Voice for short. And it's about a new program called the BMW Reach Now Car Sharing Service, and it just launched in Seattle. Now, you may be familiar with Uber. You may be familiar with Lyft. That's where you have a small app on your phone. You're able to have someone come and pick you up. Well, that's going to be part of this. But also, you can actually, with your phone, reserve a BMW. Go find the BMW in the city. It'll be in a certain parking zone. And your phone will unlock the car and the keys will be there for you. And you can drive away and use that car. You can use it on a short-term basis, or you can use it for days at a time, or even a long-term rental. I've seen these bicycle racks all over these big cities now where you can just go up, grab a bicycle, swipe your credit card. Apparently you can do that now with a Beamer. Gotta love technology, right? All right, we'll take a break. When we come back after news and announcements, we're talking women's self-defense. Stay tuned. We'll be back. Hi, this is radio talk show host Jim Paris. And if you are like me, you hate all of those monthly bills. Well, I reached the point about 3 years ago that I decided enough was enough, and I went to war with my personal stack of monthly bills. I canceled cable TV and legally connected my television to the internet, and now I get hundreds of free TV channels, and I don't pay for cable TV. I found a little-known way of getting free home phone service for life, and I discovered a totally legal way to opt out of Obamacare and cut my health insurance bill by more than 60% per year. If you want to learn more about my personal war on monthly bills, check out my website, ChristianMoneyPlus.com. That's ChristianMoneyPlus.com. If you're just plain sick and tired of those monthly bills, check out my website, ChristianMoneyPlus.com.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract. From within a few days, I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.